We are celebrating this weekend, what we call Respect Life Sunday. At the beginning, usually the month of October, is a month dedicated to life, Respect Life Month. Also beginning, if you're familiar with the 40 days for life, 40 days of prayer, continuous prayer, and you dedicate, you know, this year the Diocese of Orlando, usually as concrete action during this 40 days for life, the Diocese of Orlando and all across the country, to go and pray, especially close to places where life is most threatened. This year, the Diocese of Orlando has chosen an abortion clinic in Maitland, I believe. And people sign up and they go and across the street in a safe place, and they can pray. And that's all they do. They don't interact with anybody. They go there just for pray for the sanctity of human life that will always be respected. Today's reading, the first reading from the prophet Habakkuk, we hear the prophet questioning, "How long, Lord? You know, how long? I cry for help, but it seems that you're not listening. You know, I see violence, misery, and he's there waiting and asking and questioning the Lord." Of course, there was a particular situation of the people, and he's asking, "How long?" Perhaps also we, in our lives, in our personal lives, we have also questioned that. If we have gone through some challenging experience, we might also have asked the Lord, "How long, Lord? You know, my patience, my ability to wait or to cope with the situation, you know, is near the end, so how much more do I have to wait?" And also, not only as a personal life, but also as a society of whole, we might look there out there and we also will see, you know, violence, war, crimes, unrest. Can we understand what is going on? Sometimes we cannot understand it. It's very difficult trying to explain one side, the other side. So we see that as the prophet. And we also might ask ourselves, "How long, Lord, will this continue? How long is this go on?" Besides that, what we see, there is another kind of violence that unfortunately is more, somehow society tolerates it a little more, unfortunately. And it's the violence against human life. The question of abortion in this country. Since about 73, when the question of Roe versus Wade, that legalized abortion in this country. Since then, it is, you know, statistics, there's no much of statistics, there are basically official, but none of them it's exact, but it's closely estimated, and we can believe that since 73, 58 million abortions were done in this country. 58 million. In this time, we're not counting miscarriages here, just abortions that were procured. Another reality, we're just seeing the reality that we see there, how long we might ask the Lord. Another reality that is out there is, in many places in the country, law allows, permits, assisted suicide. The end of life is not an issue. For instance, in 2015, in state of Oregon, 48% of the people who chose assisted suicide to end their lives, 48%, the reason they cited for that, a burden on family, on friends, caregivers, that was the reason for them ending their lives. Besides that, there is another kind of violence, which is the violence to our common home, as the Pope says, the earth, the environment. We are not very good, and we're not doing a good job as, you know, caretakers of our planet. And that, of course, has its direct effect on human life. Yet, we are not called to despair. That's the situation that is out there, and we could go on and this and that. But we are called to be hopeful. We are the people of hope. We never give up. No. God will not disappoint. You know, Prophet Habakkuk, in the first reading we heard, he says, if it delays, you know, because the Lord says, you know, write down a prophecy, and it says, if it delays, if it takes time for you to get that prophecy, wait for it. It will surely come. It will not be late. Sometimes our patience is short, but God's time is different from our own. We are all moved by mercy. Celebrating mercy is the theme of this Respect Sunday. Merciful to us. Even those who carry in their lives, in their history, the scars of bad decisions of the past, for whatever reason that we are not to judge, they are loved and invited to experience God's infinite love. You know, we're talking about the question of abortions, that many people suffer and will suffer their lives. But there are, even in the new church, some programs. There is one program called Rachel's Vineyard that is specific for people, women and men, that for some reason had an experience, you know, with abortion, and sometimes are even people who worked in those clinics, that one day they see that, you know, what they were doing was not according to God's plan. They will feel the guilt of what they have done. But there are programs that can retreat that is available here in the Diocese of Orlando, that they go to that moment to rediscovering God's love in their lives. And even if that, God is not, you know, giving up. God will never give up on anyone. Today's second reading reminds us, the reading reminds that God did not give us a spirit of cowardice, but rather of power and love. So do not be ashamed of your testimony of the Lord. Do not be ashamed in praising life. Do not be ashamed in defending life. Do not be ashamed of praying for the sanctity of human life. That's what we'll be doing tomorrow with our life chain. 3 p.m. in the parking lot, praying the rosary outside, praying for the sanctity of human life that will be kept and respected. So people can see that we take a stand on that. The society we live in emphasizes productivity, pleasure, independence. All the more important it is to accompany those nearing the end of life. Respect that life, which is the idea that we have forgotten, and some the elderly, they are revered in the sense that they have the wisdom, and sometimes We fall into that trap of saying, if we cannot work, if we cannot produce anything, you lost your value. You're not worthy much for society. That mentality that society has distorted our very relationship with God and has infected our relationship with the earth. We see what we do with our land, the pollution, lack of clean water, toxic waste. It's an idea of saying that we have to take advantage of everything, and I don't worry about, you know, my neighbor, my brother, my sister, my future. Now, Pope Francis calls this mentality the culture of waste, or a throwaway culture. And it goes as far as treating human life as disposable. As we use things and throw them away, dispose of them as we please, sometimes that mentality will say, human life, if it is no good, if it doesn't produce anything, okay, we can get rid of it. Even human life becomes disposable. And we have to be a voice out there saying that's not God's plan. That's not what God has intended in His own image. And leave that sacredness of human life from conception to natural death. We need to cultivate within ourselves an attitude of the heart, because that's where change must happen, not only outside, but a conversion, really, of the heart, and one which will see life with much attentiveness and respect that life, which is capable of being fully present to someone at that moment, not worrying about the future, being present to a baby, even before it's born, being present to the elderly, that, you know, the Book of Wisdom will hear, the Proverbs will say, you know, even if your mother or your father, even if they lost their mind, stay by their side. Don't give up, and don't give there. Life is sacred. Life is sacred. That's why, you know, we are also in our way invited to do an action. You know, tomorrow, as I said, Respect Life Sunday at 3 p.m. will be hot, probably, yes. Bring an umbrella, you know, so you can be in shade, or if it is raining, you can be out of the rain. And we pray the rosary. If you cannot come in, you know, pray the rosary for the human life, to the end of abortion, to the end of disposing of people as if they were things of had no value, not worthy of anything, disrespecting their dignity. Pray for that. And another action that we are doing is that we are inviting the parish, the whole of the parish, to join in a baby shower. We are doing a baby shower here in the parish, and you have the invitation. After Mass, you can go. There's a table, beautiful table there. And you must know how baby showers work more than I do. You get an invitation, and you get to bring a gift. That gift is not for, we're not doing that for one baby in particular. We're doing that baby shower, and everything we collect, we are going to donate to GMJ Pregnancy Center that helps women, especially in crisis, pregnant woman or mother with their babies who are in crisis, needing help, need counseling, needing, you know, they're always in need of diapers, formula, whatever, you know, you can get, you can choose if you can help out with that and bring until we have until, I think, the 23rd of this month to return whatever you can give and you choose to collect, and we'll donate that as a way of helping those people who took that decision, even though it might be hard on them, decision to respect life and to have their children, and we're going to help them to, you know, be out of danger sometimes, not having no care available out there, and the fear that they have about the future. We can help with that. So join us in that. And what we do, as Jesus said in the gospel, after doing whatever you have done, just remember. And when he says we are unprofitable servants, meaning we are just doing what you're supposed to do. We don't want to be the heroes out there, but we want to be the cowards, you know. St. Paul, in his reading, he says, God did not give us the spirit of cowardice, but to be, you know, conscious and to be active out there, praying for life and doing something for the sanctity of human life. And I don't think it's in the bulletin this week, but the next week, there'll be also links, so you can look and say what the bishops, especially the bishops of Florida, they have put out a whole amount of information concerning the upcoming elections as well, and how to choose in many different topics, including what we are talking, the respect to human life. There will be links from the Florida Bishops Conference, and everybody can educate themselves and see what is the position of the church in all this.